The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 92.5 and 1300.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good morning to you. We hope that you are warm this morning because outside it is not warm. I'm wearing, I think, 4 layers up top right now and 3 on the bottom, if you know what I'm saying. Laugh at the cold underwear, as Miss Judy once purchased for her family. And, of course, that is still remembered decades later. Laugh at the cold underwear. I don't know if they still sell those, but I need some of those. I need some more laugh at the cold thermal underwear. That's always the great Christmas gift of all, isn't it? Yeah. Way to go, Miss Judy. We remembered that. I remember that to this day. Anyway, thanks for joining us on this wintry Saturday. We hope you're staying warm. We hope I was driving this morning. The roads aren't bad, so just if you can stand the chill, so to speak, you'll be all right. So we hope you're able to get out and do your normal routine here on this Saturday, because we have a normal routine. We have 20 college basketball games we love today, so we're going to talk about all those coming up very, very shortly. Well, we'll go toward the end of the show. We're also talking NFL today with the Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1. Yesterday was his birthday. He told me yesterday, he goes, Brad, you know, I want to try to make it into the studio tomorrow, but if I have a good time on my birthday, I may not make it in. I'm like, I'll just call you. And I texted him this morning. I go, well, you coming in? He goes, just call me. So the Beer Man had a good time on his birthday last night, but he will be joining us a little later in the show to talk NFL playoffs with us and give us his best bets. He went 5-1 against the spread last week. You know how I know this? Because he has announced it every time I've seen him this week. So, yes. Way to go, Beer Man. Yeah, I got you the first time. You don't have to tell me 1,000 times. So, yeah. Beer Man from Classic Rock will join us a little later to talk NFL playoffs from a handicapping perspective. Join us on Twitter, at BottomLineLex is how you follow us. Email the show, BottomLineLex@gmail.com. Yes, it's a big day in the NFL, and it's a big day in college basketball. This is one of those days that the grinders, like me, I love days like this. There's 100, I can't even count how many games, 100-something games in college basketball, and a lot of them are early to get out of the way before the NFL playoffs start later this afternoon. So it would behoove you to get up and going this morning in terms of trying to handicap games and get your action down, if you know what I mean. But if you need a place to get your action down today, and Lord knows there's a lot to choose from, make sure to go to FanDuel.com/Brad1300. That is the key right there, Brad1300. You sign up there and use that code, $150 in bonus bets with your first $5 moneyline wager. And that's good stuff right there. Safe, secure, easy to use. A moron like me could use it. You can too. FanDuel, the app, if you use the app exclusively, use a promo code Brad1300 for that one. And, yeah, you'll get all the best that FanDuel has to offer, the official sportsbook of the National Football League. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. That's FanDuel.com/Brad1300. Also, don't know who to pick in these games today, especially the divisional round, month of January throwing you off? Well, pick up a copy of the book, Side Hustle. We go over all of our systems we use, NFL playoffs, college basketball, and by the month of the year, January, we talk NFL playoffs, systems that we use as well. Make sure to pick up a copy of the book. My first book, Side Hustle, turning squares like you and me, getting us on the road to becoming a sharp out in the desert. Side Hustle, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and in person at Joseph Beth Bookstore. And don't forget, the Fast Money Podcast. Boy, when we're a little bit late of posting that thing, people get upset. I get all these messages. Where is the podcast? Where is it? Yeah, we had yesterday. We only picked two games last night in college basketball. They both won, by the way. Documented on our podcast. But people are like, oh, where's... Oh, help us. Oh, no. Yeah. So we get it posted. I'll be recording it right after this show today. It'll be posted, hopefully, later this morning. And but we'll definitely be up before the games start today at noon. So if we're 5 minutes late, just hold on. We're still working on it, I promise. A lot of games today. And that last week, we picked 20 games in 10 minutes. It's going to be maybe a little bit more than 20 today. But we'll have plenty of picks for you on that show coming up. Look for the Fast Money podcast posted this morning before. It's not what you hear on this show. It is what you hear. We talk on this show, we'll talk top 25. We'll talk power fives from a handicapping perspective. But on that show, we go deep. We go in the conferences and the teams you've never heard of. Like last night, we had Quinnipiac. Yeah. who wakes up in the morning and says, wow, I got to bet on Quinnipiac tonight. Well, maybe we do, maybe we don't. But we had him last night on the Fast Money podcast. We didn't say the word Quinnipiac on the show yesterday because I don't want to turn people off. Like, who is this clown? What is he talking about, Quinnipiac? We got a game across the street at Rupp Arena tonight. What do I need to hear about Quinnipiac? Yeah, exactly. Fast Money podcast. Coming up on today's show, of course, we'll talk about the day in college basketball. Beer Man will join us to talk NFL playoffs and all of our picks today. Part of the most profitable segment in Lexington Radio, our Mac Daddy Stogie picks. Oh, do we have traps today? That's all I got to say. We thank you so much for joining us. All this and much, much more coming up on this game day Saturday and NFL playoffs Saturday. Don't forget, tonight at 5 o'clock, our game day live pregame show. From over at the Corner Bar at Lex Live, right across the street from Rupp Arena / the Cupcake Factory. Matthew Lawrence, Angelo Carriero, Todd Lanner, a cast of thousands will be there. Tell them the bottom line sent you, and maybe, just maybe, they'll get you some. They'll get you something. I don't know what they'll do. Do they get to eat over there at least while they're there? I hope they do. I'm not so sure. But yeah, hopefully they won't throw stuff at you. So tell them the bottom line sent you. Pre-game show tonight, 5 o'clock, across the street at the Corner Bar at Lex Live, right next to Rupp Arena. But first, here we go, folks. We got another game tonight in Rupp Arena, the Cupcake Factory, as your Kentucky Wildcats celebrate the 1984 Final Four team. Now, most people already say, all you do is hate on Kentucky. No, I don't hate Kentucky. But Kentucky basketball taught me a lot of lessons when I was a kid, especially around here. Just kind of saying, you know, there's a little bit more to life. Because every kid I knew was all about Kentucky basketball. Oh, if I had a nickel for every time I heard the words Kenny Skywalker, I'd be a bajillionaire right now. But I do remember, and I talked about this on the show yesterday. I do remember when they played Illinois over here at Rupp Arena in the Elite Eight round. And Kentucky shot 15 foul shots in the second half of that game. Illinois shot zero. Kentucky committed two fouls in the second half of that game. Really? Really? And then I talked about it yesterday. Go back on YouTube and watch just the last 30 seconds of that game, and you'll see just it was not – there was something up. I'll just put it that way. And then they flip it back – CBS flips it back to New York and Brent Musburger, and then he has a few comments. Yeah, it's kind of hard to ignore stuff like that. But I digress. That was a game that kind of said that turned me on to the fact that maybe I shouldn't be listening to all the local people around here when it comes to this stuff because it just doesn't feel right all the time. But anyway, I digress. Go celebrate the 1984 Final Four team. I'm sure they're wonderful people. Rest in peace, Melvin Turpin. Just saying. Just wonderful people. But yeah, that Illinois game. That was shady. I'm just saying. I digress. And I don't say that because I love Illinois. Lou Henson, the Lou Dew himself, was not exactly a likable figure at all. Just ask Bobby Knight about that. That's neither here nor there. Not talking about the past. We're talking about tonight. Kentucky and Georgia from Rupp Arena. Now, the line here has really told a story. This line opened yesterday. 10.5 was Kentucky favored. 158.5 the total. Right now, we see Kentucky consensus a 14-point favorite. That's a 3.5-point line move. That's pretty big. And the total has gone from 158.5 to 162.5. So in other words, the desert and the market is telling us, look out. This is a Kentucky win. This is a high-scoring Kentucky win. And why wouldn't it be? Because on the year, Kentucky might, if I haven't done the exact numbers, but combined going over the total and covering the point spread, they're as good as anybody this year. 11-5 against the spread, 13-3 to the over. So they send the home fans, who usually are taking the home team and watching them go over the total, they're sending their home fans home very happy these days, which has been a far cry from how they've covered spreads the last few years, to say the least. But Kentucky is 13-3 on the year, 3-1 in the SEC. We talk about Cal and these spots, and it's rarely a spot where we say, look, Cal covers a lot of point spreads here. No, it's not. And the main reason is, well, first of all, let's just face it, Kentucky is a blue blood. They're probably as popular as any team to be bet on out in the desert. So a lot of times they have a little too much value to them. But that may not be the case today, at least when it opened. Cal in these games, as a home team in SEC conference games, it's kind of wishy-washy depending on the line. When Cal is a home favorite of single digits, we saw that earlier this week against Mississippi State. When Cal is a home favorite in conference, single-digit line, 27-18 against the spread. That's very good. That'll win you some money. That'll make you some profits. But when the line is double digits, like it is today, Cal is 32-43 against the spread. That will not make you a profit. That doesn't do very well for your bankroll whatsoever. So it's almost like teams playing to their level of their opposition. Now, if you want to say, well, all these games are important. Yes, they are all important, cliche guy. But all I'm saying is history tells us that if the line is rather close, Kentucky plays a lot better in terms of living up to expectations against his point spread. What about Mike White in Georgia? He was at Florida, it felt like forever. But they never really got over the hump there. And then last year at Georgia, he just left Florida to go to Georgia. Who does that? If somebody did that in football, you talk about a traitor. That guy would be, it'd be like terrible. But Mike White, last year, this year, a little bit different kind of scenarios here. Right now, Georgia, ranked number 69, very nice in the KenPom ratings. Best wins over South Carolina earlier this week at Florida State and against Wake Forest. They've lost to Miami. That's a common opponent outside of the conference. On a neutral court, Georgia lost to Miami. And they lost to Oregon. But Mike White, in his Georgia tenure, now in his second year, he's not covered a lot of spreads in these spots. In conference, 9-14 against the spread. As a conference road dog against the spread, he's 4-6. That includes covering 2 out of 2 this year against the spread as a conference road underdog. So it's a tale of two seasons for Mike White so far. Last year was not good. This year, the conference year, has started well. 3-1 against the spread. 13-4 overall for Georgia. If they win today, you're literally talking NCAA tournament in Athens. Boy, that's been a while. When I was living in Georgia, boy, it was few and far between for the Georgia attempts to make the NCAA tournament. Other than a couple of tubby years and Jim Herrick and his ways of getting players. Let's just put it that way. Jim Herrick, one of the great characters of all time. Not saying he's a bad coach, but sheesh. Not a good idea to believe everything that guy says. I'm just saying. But as far as today's game go, the market is really telling us something. 60% of the tickets are on Georgia. 65% of the money is on Kentucky. That is a definite, sharp play towards the Wildcats. That's why this line has moved from 10.5 to 14, the consensus line right now. If you shop around, you can find 14.5s. You can find 13.5s. That's why we always say it's so much in your best interest to have multiple outs, have multiple places where you could place bets. Because the difference between 14.5 and 13.5, yeah, it's only 1 point today. But eventually, over time, it'll help you a lot, I'll promise you. So, yeah, always look to play these multiple apps and take advantage of what these places give you, like the FanDuel bonuses we talk about all the time. So, in this game today, our good friend Ken Pomeroy, what does he say? Of course, he says 10-point win for Kentucky. So, of course, that's an easy win, right? It says 11-point win for Kentucky, 86-75. That would be a cover for Georgia, if you believe such things. It would also be a total of 161, which would be under the total of 162.5. Like we always say, it's amazing how these lines kind of always match the KenPom numbers, if you know what I'm saying. So how are we playing this game today? We talked about it at the beginning of the show. There's going to be 20 games that we like from a handicapping perspective in the top 25 and in the Power 5 conferences today. There's a lot better choices than this. It's against my religion to lay double digits in a conference game. I'm just here to tell you. And that's not, it doesn't matter who the players and who the teams are. I'm just not going to lay double digits in conference, no matter who it is and who they're playing. So for me, if it's anybody today, I'd take Georgia. But if you're going to give me these 14 points, I'd have to take Georgia. But I would have no problem laying off this game. I'm not betting this game today. I'll tell you right now, I'm not betting this game today. But if you have to bet this game, which is already flawed logic, I have to bet it. It's my team. I have to bet them. No, you don't have to bet them. They're playing the national anthem 100-something different places today in college basketball. You don't have to play this game. But if you must play this game, I understand, Big Blue Nation. You're on the right side. You are on the sharp side because the sharp money is on Kentucky. Hence the reason we've seen this line move 3.5 points since it's open. And let's just face it, you've got steam and you've got all the money on Kentucky in terms of handicapping. So if you take Kentucky today, Big Blue Nation, I would not say that is a bad bet because the market is telling us that Kentucky is the play here. And you know our motto on this show, we're not betting teams and people, we're betting numbers, data, and markets. There's a big difference in just trying to cash tickets and just betting on your favorite team. But today might be a spot for the Big Blue Nation to cash in once again. Despite the fact Cal in this spot does not have a good history covering these big numbers in conference at home. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, or the weekend line with Brad Taylor from a sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, Kentucky now leads the country in points per game. Oh, that's great, right? How can you go over that? Why do you think this total has gone from 158.5 to 162.5? They're a scoring machine. Then why aren't they better in the KenPom numbers? Because KenPom is telling us that Kentucky is the number 17 team in America. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? How come Kentucky's the fourth favorite to win the SEC if they're so good on offense? Oh, yeah, by the way, you know who the number one team in America is on offense? Alabama. They're going to Tennessee tonight. We'll talk about that game. You talk about the number one offense in the nation playing the number two defense in the nation. Ooh, Tennessee is number two in defense. Behind? Houston. You talk about a team that nobody talks about that's putting up crazy numbers? Houston. Big 12 outright regular season. They're 1-2 right now. Oh, I'd pounce on them. And I have a couple times in terms of getting some action down on them for the regular season. We'll talk about all the rest of the games later. And we'll talk about the NFL coming up next with our good friend, the Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1. Hopefully, he is up and at them this morning after his big birthday evening out on the town last night. That's coming up next. ESPN Radio 92.5. 1300.
Tune into the Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Weekend mornings at 9 on ESPN 92.5 and 1300.
ESPN Radio 92.5, 1300. And speaking of a new sensation, that brings us to our next guest. A man who told me yesterday, Brad, I'll be in studio with you tomorrow unless I have a good time at my birthday party tonight. And we had to call him to get him up this morning. We hope he had a good birthday yesterday. He is from Classic Rock 92.1. He is the Beer Man. Are you okay after last night, sir?
Absolutely. But any birthday that I can cap it off with a nice Guinness, I'm a happy guy.
Well, there you go. They don't call him the Beer Man for nothing. So, big birthday celebration. Did Dennis Dillon pay for everything last night like he swore that he was going to?
Actually, other people did. I went up to the bar at the end of the night to pay my tab, and they were like, no, it's taken care of. So,
wow.
I had a couple listeners that grabbed a beer, too. I had a little blonde girl that grabbed a beer and some food. So, yeah, that's nice.
Look at you. Boy, it's you know the right people in this world. Oh, that's a good thing. By the time those beer tabs were paid up, I'd already been asleep for at least 3 hours. So,
I can guarantee it.
Well, by the time, no telling what time that was. I'm sure you guys, I'm sure they broke the law in keeping that place open a little late. But, yes, a happy birthday to you, Beer Man. We wished you a happy birthday yesterday. And, we value all that you do for us and your friendship. And we're very appreciative of all that you put up with the Bottom Line and our little podcast we do and all that stuff. We're grateful for you. So, that's the last time.
You talk like I'm not going to make it to my next birthday.
Well, we hope you do. Absolutely. We hope you do. that's not the thing. But, anything can happen. No, I'm just kidding. We appreciate you, Beer Man. We thank you for coming on the show this morning. Playing injured, rallying this morning. Of course, this is the same man who always insults Dennis Dillon because he can't wake up on a Sunday morning just to be on this show. That's neither here nor there. Let's talk about the NFL for today. We got two games today, two tomorrow, all of which you can hear on ESPN Radio from start to finish. And the first one is in Baltimore. The Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, leading his band of newcomers in the playoff seed to Baltimore, and Lamar Jackson, who's got a lot of pressure on him right now. Ravens, 9.5-point favorites. 43.5 is your total. Money's kind of split down the middle here. So it's not something where you look at, oh, one side's getting the money. No, it's both sides are getting, mainly because I think the line is 9.5. What are your thoughts, side and total, on this game, Beer Man?
It's almost amazing that the money is split down the middle because I've been going back and forth on this one. I do agree that there's a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson, but I don't think that it's going to bother him all that much. I do think Baltimore wins this game. I want to say Baltimore hasn't hosted an AFC or divisional championship since 1971. I think C.J. Stroud throws for over 300. I think Baltimore wins. I think Houston gets a backdoor cover on this one. So I'm going to take Houston plus the 9.5. As far as the over goes, I do like the over even with the wind.
Oh, you like the over this one. Yeah, I'm playing the windy under here, a Dylan Godet special. But I like the under here. Of all the totals this week, this is my favorite one, to go under the 43.5. But I'm going to take the points here in Houston. Like we said, split action here, but all these, our little system trends that we like to play, in the last 20 years type stuff. Road teams in this round of the playoffs, 44-35-1. When they're playing the bye teams, it goes up to 41-32-1. So, just underdogs in this round, 46-32-1 against the spread. So, a lot of things kind of favor the road dogs in all these games today. And tomorrow. So, I'm taking 9.5. I'm going to take that with Houston and go under the total in the first game. How about the second game? Line move in the second game here today, Beer Man. Niners now. Go ahead.
Real quick, I wanted to point out something on that Ravens-Texans game.
Yeah.
So, in the last three losses that Houston has had, C.J. Stroud has scored a touchdown. He's plus 1,100 to score a touchdown.
Ooh.
It may be worth throwing, in your words, a little pizza money on that. That's a good bang for your buck if you think C.J. Stroud, especially if it's going to be a windy game. But I just wanted to point that out. Plus 1,100 for C.J. Stroud to score a touchdown. All right, we can get to the next one.
No, you're good. That's make sure you tell Dylan that. Put another leg on his 11-team parlay now that he'll be playing. You know, that $5 10-team parlay that he's yearning so bad to hit, but he just can't do it. That's neither here nor there. Next game. We got a line change out in San Francisco this morning. Niners and Brock Purdy are now a 10-point favorite. And let's just face it, this line might be this might not be the end of this. We might be going up to 10.5 here. Total's 50.5 against Jordan Love and the Packers. Do the Packers have any chance to keep this one close today?
I think the Packers go up early in this game, but I think San Francisco dominates the rest of the game. I feel like these two teams are somewhat built similarly. I think San Francisco is pretty dominant, though, in every single position. I think quarterback, for the most part, is probably a push, but I think San Francisco dominates this game. I think there's going to be one absolute blowout, and this is kind of my pick. That's not really a knock against Green Bay, even though I'm a Bears fan. But I just think that San Francisco is ready for this. I think they're going to roll through these playoffs to the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I don't think they mess around at all in this one. I think Green Bay may score on the first drive of the game, and then after that San Francisco just absolutely blows them up.
I wouldn't say that that's wrong. I'm going to take the Packers and the points here just because it's against my religion to lay double digits with anybody in the National Football League. But I'm also going to take the under here. I feel a little better about the under. A little bit of weather in San Fran for this one. Not as much as Baltimore or Buffalo coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a second. But, I'm going to go under here. I'm going to take the points here. Would you be opposed, we talked about this yesterday, to a big, large money line parlay, Ravens and Niners, and you'll get like 50 cents on the dollar if you hit that. I think that's what we figured out yesterday. Would that be something that you're interested in? Or maybe would you add some teams to that?
Well, I think it was 50 cents to the dollar if we took all four home teams.
Okay.
This weekend, which I do kind of like. But, yeah, to take the 49ers and the Ravens in this one, as a parlay or whatever, yeah, I feel pretty good about that. I do like the under in this one also. If you wanted to take both of the favorites and both of the unders, that would probably, on the money line, that would probably make a Brad Taylor happy.
I don't think I would take money line favorites in these playoff games. There's, like we were talking, I think one of these is going to end up in an upset. At least one. I mean, we don't get through these rounds and all the chalk just gets through. You don't happen to have any props for this game? I'm kind of on the George Kittle bandwagon today after seeing what Ferguson did last week with Dallas against Green Bay.
Luke Musgrave, his over yards is somewhat pretty simple, 18.5 for, one of the favorites from Jordan Love to throw to. So I like Luke Musgrave over 18.5 yards, but I like Aaron Jones under 68.5 rushing yards. And most of that is because I think that Green Bay is going to be playing from behind the whole game, and I don't think they're going to be rushing all that much. So that would be the two props that I would pull in this one.
Let's go to tomorrow's games. Let's go to that weather-filled game in Detroit, where Tampa and Detroit will be playing. Baker Mayfield against Jared Goff. Another line change here. We've seen this line drop to 6 now. Detroit, a 6-point favorite. Total 49.5. Your thoughts now with the Lions. Only a 6-point favorite now.
I love the line that Todd Bowles had when we're talking about all the windy unders, when a reporter asked him how he was going to handle the cold weather. And he said, well, if I can get through the 20-second walk from the bus to the dome, I'll be okay. I like Tampa Bay in this game. There's a reason it kind of dropped because I think a lot of the smarter people are on the Buccaneers here. Baker Mayfield, though, has a pretty good connection with Mike Evans. I like the over in his yards. I think it's only like 71, somewhere around there. That over-under line, I think Vegas got that about right. That's a tough one to call. I'm probably going to lean toward the under in that one, and that's mostly because both quarterbacks are, not overly experienced. I mean, I know that Goff and Baker have been to the playoffs, but, I think this is going to be a tight game, and I think there's going to be a lot of nerves in this game.
Yeah, I'm with you on Tampa. I think you're right in the sharps have kind of dropped this line. They were. I was kind of hoping maybe it would hit seven. Every time that line hit seven this week, boom, the sharps would come in, pound it, and it would come back down to 6.5. And now the sharps are like, you know what? This line's not going to hit seven, so let's just go ahead and get it now at 6.5. That's why this thing's gone down to six. If there's any high-scoring game in this weekend, I think this is it. I think this will be your over if you want to play over in Tampa-Detroit. Is there any props? I do like Chris Godwin a lot for Tampa. Receiving, receptions, yards, whatever you name it. Chris Godwin is probably my pick here in terms of looking for a guy to cash in some props. Anybody that you have in mind right now?
Well, Mike Evans last week, I want to say he had seven thrown his direction, and it was, you know, not going to have a lot of yards after catch, but he just wasn't able to get a couple of those. But, yeah, he's obviously the favorite from Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to be a huge favorite today. Detroit's secondary has been a little bit beat up, so I like Mike Evans, like I said, over, I think it's 71.5. Is what I have on that one. So that's the one that I'm leaning toward. You know, and if you want to go that direction, you could go Baker and his over yards, but Mike Evans the one I feel most comfortable with.
Last game tomorrow night, Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, and Taylor Swift against Buffalo and Josh Allen. Buffalo still hanging tough, -2.5, but a lot of juice on that 2.5. They really don't want to put this at 3 because every time they do, boom, here come the sharps pounding Kansas City at 3. That's why you're seeing a lot of juice on a 2.5 here. Are we still on this Buffalo bandwagon here, Beer Man? Total is 45.5. Seems a little large for an outdoor game here.
Yeah, I'm going to lean toward the under in this one. But you know what? The Buffalo story right now is just so good. And, you know, we all kind of joke about the script of the NFL, but I think this is setting up for the Bills to just come in and really kind of take it to Kansas City. I mean, I think it's going to be a close. I think it's going to be low scoring. But I think Buffalo covers in this one. But I am, like I said, leaning toward the under also in this one. But this one is just going to be a defensive battle for the most part. But yeah, give me Buffalo at home in this game minus the 2.5.
Yeah, I'm going to have to Riverside you here. I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm taking all the dogs this weekend, and I'm taking 3 unders. All the outdoor games under over in Detroit, and all the dogs here. I'm taking Kansas City. If you can shop around, and I know you can to get 3, do so. But yeah, this is why the books just do not want to put this line at 3. Because they know what's going to happen, and the sharps will come in and kind of make sure that they pay the price for it. I'm going to take Kansas City here, and we all heard, oh, Patrick Mahomes, first road playoff start. Oh, no. Well, okay, that's great. But, yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs here, getting the points and the under. Okay, your best bet this weekend, Beer Man, of the NFL games?
Probably Tampa Bay, plus the 6. In the Detroit game, I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to go with Luke Musgrave from Green Bay over 18.5 yards. And then, like I said, I'm going to lean toward the under in the San Francisco Green Bay game.
I'm with you on Tampa. I think that's my favorite side of the week. My favorite total of the week is under in the Baltimore game. And if you're looking for a prop for me, yeah, I think Chris Godwin tomorrow. Over receiving yards or receptions or both, whatever you want to put it. I think he's going to have a big day against Detroit tomorrow. So there you have it, folks. The Beer Man, who went 5-1 last week against the spread. Do you know how we know? Because he told us that at least 100 times yesterday. Beer Man, we hope you had a great birthday. We are appreciative of you rallying this morning and taking some time out for us. Tell us where we can find you on the radio, on the social media, on the everything around here.
Weekdays from 10 to 3, Classic Rock 92.1, and then on Twitter/X, whatever they want to call it today, at 921 Beer Man.
Still waiting for that change-themed Classic Cafe on your show. I guess Brad came up with a good idea. Let's just sweep it under the rug. We're not going to let him have anything, so we'll just come up with our
own
stuff.
Did we not do that immediately? I thought we did it immediately.
I don't know. Did you?
Maybe I'm wrong.
It's your show. You should know this thing. Anyway, that's
and you know, once it's I look through the not through the rearview mirror. Once they're done, they're done. They move on.
We live through the windshield, not the rearview mirror.
There you go.
I got it. Yes, he is the beer man. Annoying as always, even in his next year of life. We appreciate it as always, buddy. We hope you have a good day after your birthday. And as always, may the winners be yours, my friend.
Thank you, Brad Taylor. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. That's the beer man. Classic Rock 92.1. Make sure to listen to him weekdays 10 to 3 in that classic cafe at lunchtime. He's as good as it gets. And, yeah, good guy. And very good on the air. So make sure to check him out over on Classic Rock 92.1. Coming up after the break, we know why you're here. We are going lightning round edition of our Mac Daddy Stogies Top 25 Power 5. Boy, I'm going to need to get the cigarette. I don't smoke, and I'm going to need a cigarette in about 10 minutes. That's coming up. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 92.5 and 1300.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Our thanks to the beer man from Classic Rock 92.1 for getting us ready for the NFL today. If you missed his picks, go back to our website, WLXG.com, or download the podcast on the app right after the show today. But get your pens ready and just get ready, folks, because here we go. It's time for our Mac Daddy Stogies today in college basketball. 20 games. We got them. All of them. Right here, right now. Let's go. It's time for the unranked trap. If you're listening to this show for the first time, where you been? But we have traps today in college basketball. In the last 20 years, when you see an unranked team in conference favored over the ranked team, always take the favored unranked team. Over the years, you'll hit 62% of the time, 407 up, 254 down. That includes 9-5 this year. We have three games of that today. Our favorite game against the spread, Cincinnati laying the points against number 15, Oklahoma. We had Cincinnati earlier this week against the number. We got him again today. Give us unranked Cincinnati over number 15, Oklahoma. Texas. Oh, everybody's down on them, right? Oh, they're unranked. They just lost to Central Florida earlier this week, and their coach went crazy with some horns down thing. They're facing number 9, Baylor, today. How is Texas the favorite? How did this line open with Texas a 1-point favorite, and now it's up to 2.5? Uh-huh. Follow the money here. Give me Texas, the unranked trap, over number 9, Baylor. And I'm sorry, Big Blue Nation, got to do it. Team A versus Team B. Rick Pitino and St. John's, unranked. A 1.5-point home favorite over Marquette, number 17. Marquette looked great in November, December. Since conference play has started, not so much. We're going to take St. John's today. They are the favorite. We will take them against Marquette, the three unranked traps. Look out for those today. How about lower-ranked traps? Oh, more traps? Yes, more traps. In the last 20 years, when you see a lower-ranked team in conference favored over a higher-ranked team, the lower-ranked favorite wins 67% of the time, 278 up, 138 down. Texas Tech is a number 25 team right now, but they're favored over BYU. Ken Pom loves BYU. But the real world doesn't like BYU. Texas Tech is now the favorite in this game. And we're going to lay the points here with Texas Tech, one of our favorite plays of the day, too, against BYU, the lower-ranked trap. How about the two-ranked teams playing at home? Aha, another system. When you see two-ranked teams playing at home, you want to take the home favorite. If you do that over the years, you hit 70% of the time. Today, number 24, Iowa State, is traveling to number 19, TCU. TCU, the slight favorite in this game? Yes, we're taking TCU. We're laying the points with TCU today. So some home teams, mostly. All of them are home. But very short favorites, but the market is telling us who to take here. How about the big boys in college basketball? We're going to fade some of the big boys because we love to fade the top teams in college basketball. Because if you fade top five teams in conference, just take any team that is an underdog against one of the top five teams in America. You win 54% of the time against the spread, 905 up, 794 down. And if you do it this year, you're still hitting 54%. That's against the top five. But against the top two, it gets even better. When you fade the top two teams, you have a conference dog against the top two team in America. Those teams hit 56% of the time, 379 up, 310 down, including 64% this year. The top two teams we're going to fade today. Give us Iowa going up against Purdue today. That's a top team that we're looking to fade. And the number one team in America, Connecticut, on the road at Villanova. Nova's only a point and a half dog here. Ugh, seems like a small number. It is. It opened a point and a half. They're up to four now. Give us Nova getting the points against UConn. Public really loves UConn in that way. You know why? Because it says number one next to their name. We're fading them today. Fading Connecticut, fading Purdue. Going against the top two teams and then going against the other teams. Look at Central Florida today. They're going up against the top five team in America. They're going up against Houston, the analytics darling. We're going to take Central Florida, although we love Houston. You talk about a good future to win the Big 12, a good future to win the national championship. Houston would be the play. But they're not going to win this game by as many as the experts say. This is a double-digit line, too. We'll take Central Florida in this game. We'll also take Boston College getting points against North Carolina. KenPom says this is a single-digit game, and the odds makers are kind of lowering. The line has dropped to 7.5 now. Boston College getting against Boston College. And here's our Dylan Godet special. West Virginia at home against Kansas. They've had success over the years here. This line opened yesterday was West Virginia an 11.5-point dog. Now they're a 9.5-point dog. Yeah, let's fade Kansas and go with West Virginia in this one. How about fading the public in the big boy conferences? Oh, let's go down to the SEC. Alabama is going to Tennessee. Oh, that's an easy one, right? Tennessee, Alabama just is offense. They are very unpopular, is Alabama. Everybody's on Tennessee. But KenPom loves Tennessee because Tennessee is the great defensive team. How come KenPom only has this as a 4-point margin? Public all over Tennessee. Alabama's getting 5.5. Very unpopular. The unpopular conference road dog against a ranked team. You do that over the years, you hit 56% of the time. When I say unpopular, 25% of the action or less. Give us Alabama getting the 5.5 at Tennessee today. Another SEC game. Arkansas, they're getting back on track, right? South Carolina is going to Arkansas today. They're 3.5-point dogs. Fade the public in the big conferences. We're taking South Carolina today over Arkansas. What happened to Arkansas? That is a very – you talk about a mystery in life. Arkansas here is a definite mystery. Some other games we like. Fading the conference – fading the public in these big conferences. Let's take Northwestern getting the points going up against Nebraska. We're going to take Washington out in the Pac-12. Excuse me, Washington State getting 3 against Cal. And we're going to take Kansas State here. You talk about the Big 12 being tough. There are no off nights in the Big 12. We're going to take Kansas State laying points against Oklahoma State coming down after some playing Kansas last week and not doing what they were hoping to do, which was play well, I guess, a big team. So those are your fade the public teams. How about some big dogs in conference today? Duke went to Pitt a couple of weeks ago, and they beat Pitt pretty bad. Pitt didn't cover the spread of that game, but they're coming back down to Cameron Indoor tonight is Pittsburgh, and they're getting a lot of points on the road here. But we're going to take Pitt getting the double digits at Duke tonight. That is a big dog on the road. Another big dog tonight is Ole Miss getting some points at Auburn tonight. So look out for that Ole Miss at Auburn. Big dogs in the conference here in this one. So there you have it, folks. Let's go over these picks one more time from a handicapping perspective. Oh, yeah, let me count how many we did here. Let's go over these games one more time. Unranked traps, Cincinnati, Texas, St. John's. Lower ranked trap, Texas Tech. the two ranked teams. Let's go with that home team, TCU. Fading the top five. Let's go with Iowa, Central Florida, Boston College, West Virginia, Villanova. Fading the public in the big conferences. South Carolina, Alabama, Northwestern, Washington State, Kansas State. The really big dogs in the big conferences. Give us Pittsburgh. Give us Ole Miss. Oh, yeah. One more. A couple more we did not come up with. Rhode Island's getting some points at Dayton today. Dayton is 1-7 against the spread at home. Rhode Island's getting double digits on the road. Dayton is going to win the Atlantic 10 easily. But they're not going to cover this double-digit spread today against Rhode Island. And one more for the road. Let's fade a ranked team. Let's go back out to the Mountain West. We've had a lot of success this year betting on Utah State. But the public is on them now. They're ranked number 16. Give us Fresno State getting the points against number 16 Utah State. Those are the other two. Getting Rhode Island and Fresno State. There you have it, folks. I think that's 20. And we went over those in less than 10 minutes. I'll count these up again here in a minute. But that was a lot of picks. And, of course, that's what they said in what you call it, first grade, when they had a flu outbreak. Look at all those picks. Those are all picking their nose. So there you go. Thanks. There you go, folks. Your Mac Daddy Stogies. If you missed any of those, go back to our website, WLXG, and download the Fast Money podcast coming up after the show, where we'll go over these and even more games we like from a handicapping perspective, if that's even possible. That's coming up. Make sure to download that podcast. We've had huge numbers. We've only been doing this for like 3 weeks, the podcast. People listen to that, like so many people listen to that every day. I can't believe it. But anyway, people need the action. So, yeah, make sure to tune into that. Coming up after the break, after I smoke a cigarette, we'll figure out what we learned on the show today. And we'll look ahead to today's UK pregame show and any line updates maybe with UK and Georgia. That's coming up next. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Tune into the Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Weekend mornings at 9 on ESPN 92.5 and 1300.
Oh, King, I need winners today. Got so many bets.
Bright light, city, gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Weekend Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. What did we learn today on the bottom line? Well, we learned that Kentucky and Georgia, the market is really telling us something right now, because this line opened with Kentucky, 10.5-point favorite. Now sitting with Kentucky, a 14-point favorite. Some places are up to 14.5. But having said that, the reason why there's so much movement here is so much sharp money has come in on Kentucky, to the point where I wouldn't bet against Kentucky today, but I wouldn't bet on them either. I'm not laying 14 in the SEC game. A lot of steam on Kentucky, and the sharps are on Kentucky. In fact, more tickets in this game are on Georgia to cover this spread, but a lot more money is on Kentucky. That is sharp play on the Cats. I won't be touching this game, but unlike most days when, you know, the market is telling us that the Big Blue Nation might be on the right track here today, but I won't touch it. Good luck to you if you do. Total here, by the way, has gone from 158.5 to 162.5 now. So that's a big jump, four-point jump in total there. We also heard from the beer man, who he likes in the NFL games, beer man from Classic Rock, 92.1. Make sure to tune into our podcast, WLXG, to hear his picks over again, or download the app, ESPN Radio Lexington. It's what you search for. And we went over about 20 games in 10 minutes. So make sure to hear the podcast, or just go to the Fast Money podcast. We'll have all those again, and we're going to go all in with even the lower conference games that nobody cares about. We went 2-0 in teams like Quinnipiac last night. What was the other team we had? Was it Fairleigh Dickinson or somebody? I don't know, St. Francis? We went 2-0 last night with teams nobody's ever heard of. So, yeah, there you go. Fast Money podcast coming up later in the show, or coming up later this morning. Make sure to tune in to your local podcasts, whatevers. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget today, 5 o'clock, it is the UK pregame show from Lex Live over at the Corner Bar across from Upper Arena / the Cupcake Factory. Matthew Lawrence, Angelo Carriero, Todd Lanner, a cast of thousands will be there. Make sure to check them out, and they'll get you ready for Kentucky and Georgia tonight from across the street at Rupp Arena. They also throw out a lot of bets on that show, things they're going to like wager on props and stuff like that. So yeah, they figured it out. So they're on the road to becoming sharps themselves. So yeah, make sure to tune in to them. Also, we've got all the NFL games this weekend right here on ESPN Radio. So if you can't get to the television to watch whatever, make sure to tune in to ESPN Radio for all the NFL playoff games this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals.